桜の場所で交わした想い。
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Scanline Tabletop in our Embers of War campaign played in the Tenra Bancho Zero system. I am the game manager, Kyrie. You can find me on co-host on at Kyrie page. And now, the players introducing themselves in alphabetical order by their first names.
The way that you stress it.
The number of times you've goofed this up, Jen.
Yeah, but the past few times the past few times have been fine. I'm Jenner Frunkel, and I play Rising Phoenix.
I'm June Baker, and I play the Wandering Reigns.
I'm Six Detmar, and I'm playing Nadeshko Tendo, and also you can find me on Twitter at Six Detmar, and find the work that I do at scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. That goes also, that Scanline Media is for Kyrie and Jen as well.
Oh, right, yeah. I'm also at JBU3 on Twitter, and Jen-and-Aster at co-host.
I'm...
You're free. You won.
I'm still on Twitter, but don't find me, please.
Find June in the alleyways.
On these streets.
That's right. But yeah, we're back recording. We had a little bit of a gap, but last time the party had encountered Mini-Armed Miyabi and Cobra Fang Kato at the station in the Aoyama mountain range. You fended them off, but you managed to fend them off without much harm, but you did notice at one point a shinobu who's with you coughing up some pretty nasty ichor, and you are on your way to the city of Do on the train.
But we're not on the train yet, right? We're trying to get to the train?
You were at the confrontation with Miyabi and Kato was at the station.
Ah, okay.
So you are basically, like, the imagery that we left off last time was the train was taking off from the station.
Gotcha. It's been quite a few months.
Yes, it has. But yeah, you are on the train, kind of passing through the remainder of the Aoyama mountain range. And you, like, there were private cars on the first one that you rode. Now you're just kind of in this sort of, you know, open-ish area, because there are some stops along the way. People will get on and off. But yeah, Shinobu is with you. I don't know, where are we at? Where are we feeling? Nadeshko, you had a memory had, like, popped up for you last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were some things that one of the assassins said. So there was the monk with the guns, and then there was the, like, the shinobi. I believe I kind of beat the fuck out of the shinobi.
You really did, because he had mentioned, he had simply said the words old man, and that kind of set Nadeshko off.
Mm-hmm. Reference some stuff from my backstory.
Okay, but so I imagine you're just like, I imagine y'all are sitting together. Shinobu is just kind of absentmindedly looking out the window. You know, doesn't seem to have been phased of about coughing up black ichor from before.
Well, if she's not bothered, I'm not bothered. I think I am just... I'm maintaining one of my swords. I think my lotus requires a different sort of attention that I'm not going to do with other people, like, sitting next to me. But my sort of more pedestrian ninja sword, I am just, you know, cleaning and polishing.
As one of the sites that you're passing by, like, you see out the window this... clearly... this village that had been decimated before.
Like, how long before?
It has been... So, this was around the time of... Well, let's see. Let's do... Let's see, who knows about this? I want someone to do a roll.
There's no way Nadeshko knows.
I can do an information roll.
Yeah, let's do an information roll. Rain. This is going to be challenge rating 3.
So, reminding ourselves how this works, we have, like, a primary stat.
Oh, that should be less than 3. But that's 3 successes?
Yeah, you still got 3 or... you still got 3 that were 3 and below.
Mm-hmm.
Six, you were doing the mechanics reminder.
Yeah, so every skill is assigned to a stat, and they both have values associated with them. The stat is how many dice you are rolling, and the skill tells you what number or lower is a success.
What you realize, Rain, is that this is the place of a decimated Aoyama Oni village from long ago. Like, it hasn't been... rebuilt. Like, the people that were there had seemed to have moved on, but it is like it's not like the train line is going straight through it, but it's just kind of off to the side. And you notice, you know, Shinobu just kind of giving a heavy sigh as she looks on.
I think Nadeshko has, like, you know, knowledge set of 5, information of 3, but it's, like, very specifically stuff that she was taught, you know, for her work, because she's, you know, like, at this point, like, 1.5, you know? And so she doesn't know, like, what would be, like, not to say that history is irrelevant, but history that would be irrelevant to the kind of jobs she was doing. And so I think she just looks out, you know, and sees the village, and she's like, huh. Surprised they haven't started rebuilding. The train would probably be a good boon to the economy.
Shinobu, she just remarks, like, it's more to preserve what was left.
Ashka says, okay, and files under humans are stupid.
She basically remarks that, the Aoyama Oni, they are good folk, but the war hit them hard, you see. We've done what we can to preserve what was left, and it hasn't been enough. Maybe a united Midorishima will be able to do better. It was just one of those things I failed to protect.
It's a big island.
Nadeshko, what do you want to protect?
I'm fine with myself. Protection is not really a primary concern of mine, but I try not to die. I think these two are probably more the sort you want to talk to about that thing.
Rain, Phoenix, any thoughts?
In terms of what we want to protect?
Yeah, like, you know, she's just, like, she's clearly reflecting on something that has, like, she failed to protect, right? It's, like, you know, like, this village and a lot of other, like, things in her own life. Like, does that give you pause? Does it give you, like, a moment to reflect?
I'd basically say that, given how much is out of my control, the only thing I've accepted is that, I want to protect whatever is important in front of me or around me.
I think that Rain pauses and just thinks that she doesn't really have much that she's, like, trying to protect right now. She's just been... She's been wandering for so long, and this mission to that she's, like, given herself to get rid of the petals has just been... not something that she's been doing for anyone's sake but herself.
Do you say this out loud, or is it just a thought?
I think that it's mostly a thought. I think it's just, like, maybe she, like, just kind of looks concerned slash, like, embarrassed and, like, doesn't... looks away, can't meet Shinobu's eye.
I want all of you are kind of invited to roll a senses notice check. This one's going to be a 4.
3 successes, not enough.
4 successes.
4 successes?
Okay. Rain and Phoenix, you notice that, like, just for a moment, like, there is, like, a tear welling up in Shinobu's eye. Like, she has something that she's not been telling you. And she tries to look away. Protecting what's in front of you is harder than it seems.
I don't know if you want to respond to that, Jin, because, like, I don't think Rain is in the headspace, too.
Yeah, I could say something.
Well, what do you say?
As someone who has failed to protect before, I know exactly what you mean.
What do you think I mean? I'm going to start, like, however you want to, like, go about this, like, think of this as a sort of an emotional encounter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're, like, if you had played Ace Attorney, it's, like, basically a bunch of Cyclops just kind of popped up in front of Shinobu, right?
Oh, God.
So, this will be fun for Phoenix.
The only thing I can really do here is just speak openly in terms of, like, you have this area around you, and you think, I can't fix the world, but if I can control this spot around me, if I can do good in this spot around me, then I will have succeeded. But then you try, and you fail, and you fail again, and you realize that it's not that easy, it's not that simple. So the best you can do is just do your best and take the losses as they come.
Okay. So how I am doing this is, I'm gonna give you, like, basically, like, Shinobu's gonna respond to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll kind of tell you, like, basically you gotta get, like, this 3 times, basically. If you can kind of wear down her, like, defenses, as it were, she'll kind of tell you what she's been hiding, right?
Mm-hmm.
And based upon your responses, I'll give you, like, bonuses or penalties, right? Roll, let me see. How's your willpower looking, Jen?
It's a one.
Okay, so I'll either let you roll, like, empathy persuasion or empathy willpower. Which it seems to me right now this is kind of willpower, right? Like you're trying to, like, get her to open up, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm gonna say this first one is you gotta get three.
All
right. You're gonna get, and right now, no bonuses.
Two.
Okay. Do you want to spend anything to, like, because in this case, like, a tie will go to you. Do you want to spend anything to bump that up?
I guess I have 14 IQ right now. What would it take to push it to a three?
Three IQ or three ki.
Okay, I'll spend three IQ.
That's, so if she has, like, three Cyclops or whatever, one of them has been broken, but she... So Shinobu kind of turns towards you, Phoenix. All right, but land is one thing. People don't just come back. I can try all I like, but that's not going to happen. You struck a nerve, but you're getting it. You're getting somewhere with her.
Mm. Trying to be vulnerable too in this part is pretty hard. I can't argue with you there. I once was put in a situation where an innocent ended up dying because of me, and it's something that I've been carrying for my entire life.
I think that's another empathy role. That sound about right?
I suppose so, yeah.
Like, this is a empathy persuasion.
Okay.
With minus one.
Okay, how do I do a minus one in this?
Just give yourself one less die.
Okay. So instead of a seven, it would be a six there?
Yes.
Three successes.
The thing about Shinobu is that she tends to try to keep herself even, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Or at the very least, like, standoff. Like, she's standoffish, but she's like... You've gotten, like, another rise out of her, but, like, this is another thing where she's opening up, right? Must be nice, only taking one innocent life, huh?
Well, because of my mistake, a very dangerous weapon got out and in the wild, so I can't even begin to imagine what was or wasn't done with that weapon.
I think Nadeshko stands up and, like, specifically puts a hand on the weapon and what it has and hasn't done and steps out of the room.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I mean, all right, you can attempt to... you're... Okay, she's... So this one is, like, she is not happy with... Go ahead.
I could... Nadeshko is not, like, basically, unless you were talking to Jen, if you're asking for Nadeshko to make a roll, Nadeshko is just trying to convey that she's annoyed about the conversation and leave. She's not trying to convince anyone of anything. She's just like, all right, you guys seem like you're having fun. I think this conversation is dumb. Is leaving. It's basically what she's conveying. She's a very empathetic lady.
Yeah. Don't you have the highest empathy score of the three?
Yeah, I understand people's emotions. I just think they suck.
Very funny how that works out.
Or I guess it's more she can be, she's better at manipulating them when she wants to. That's probably the thing.
Yeah. Okay. So, remind me again what you said, Jen? That you were basically saying a weapon got out or something like.
Yeah, I'm essentially saying that one person died before me, and because the item that was related to it got out and into the wild, I can't even begin to imagine how many other people lost their lives because of that mistake.
There's basically one more cyclock that you gotta break, but this is gonna be a tough one. This is gonna be a 5.
Oh, okay. Empathy, persuasion again, or spirit willpower?
I think she's having a hard time buying your argument. Or are you trying to persuade her to, like, what is your intent behind, like, bringing up, like, oh yeah, this weapon got out? Like, are you just trying to emphasize, like, the guilt that you feel, or what?
When you put it that way, I'm not sure if it was the best thing to say.
Yeah, because reminder, she's like, she basically took out an entire army by herself with one sword. She knows, like, how dangerous these things are.
Yeah. God, I might need a moment to think then.
I mean, there's a case to be made that, like, what you're comparing here is that Shinobu is like, I did all of this harm directly, and, you know, the argument Phoenix is making on the counterhand is like, I mean, hey, you can measure it. I have no idea how much harm I've done, and the uncertainty is haunting in its own way.
Okay, yeah, that's a better way of putting what I was trying to get across.
Okay. It's still going to be, like, 5 to kind of break this last cyclock, but she, like, it gives her pause, right?
Okay.
Just a little bit. She's like, I still don't think you get it. Jed, I'm going to say this role is, I'm going to let you, like, say something to reframe the argument, like, in the way that Six had suggested. And then that is going to be another empathy persuasion.
I can't even imagine what it must feel like to see all these dead in a field and know that you caused that. But by the same token, I can't even begin to imagine how many lives were taken as soon as I lost this weapon. And that, for me, is haunting in its own way. This incalculable sense of destruction.
You're going to get +2 on this roll.
Okay. Okay, 4. That's one below where I need to be. Can I spend ki eye on this?
Yes, you can. Okay.
Or IQ. You can.
Yeah. Spend 3 and you'll get it.
Okay. All right, I've spent 3 IQ.
Okay. Shinobu just, so she had this, like, she was really kind of going through it. Like, she had this anger, like, in her eyes, but also this deep sadness. And you notice, like, as she's, like, she clutches onto Formless Passage, not drawing it, obviously, just clutching it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then tears just start falling down her face. Her Her name was Izumi. She was taken away from me. I took it out on the world. But the thing about that, the thing about losing someone, there's a void, okay? And I just kept trying to fill it with anger, try to pour everything into that, and it's not enough. And I thought I could pour myself into Amagawa, and it's not enough. I thought I could pour my everything to defending this town that she loved so much, and it's killing me, and I don't know what to do. She produces a picture. Shimizu Izumi, second daughter and youngest child to Shimizu Shinosuke, Shinobu's younger sister.
Do you have a response to that, Jin? Because I think I might have one, but I don't want to, since you've been the one talking mostly so far.
All I can think of is going in for a hug, honestly. I can't think of anything to say.
I would not recommend that.
Yeah. So I think I'll let you take the lead here.
Rain's going to just kind of like, she's hasn't been able to look at Shinobu so far with feeling some ways about how she's been living her life recently, and she just has to look over and just say, if this has been killing you, is it something you can stop? Because I don't think she would have wanted you to die for this.
Shinobu goes, if Formless Passage can be purified, maybe there's a way to purify it.
I think so too. Is it affecting you as you hold it, or only when you draw it?
All the time.
Do you think you could let it go?
She looks down at the sword. I want to so badly.
I think Rain... What position is Shinobu in right now?
Seated.
Just, I think Rain is going to go and sit next to her and, I don't think that I think just offering her hand in case Shinobu wants it for comfort, and mm-hmm. says, if it's possible, I could take that so you don't have to hold it.
Okay. She, like, so on the hilt of Formless Passage are a series of prayer strips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of holding the blade in.
Yeah.
And I think, like, she just, for the first time, allows, like, holds it forward to you.
Rain is going to steel herself for whatever is about to hit her, and goes to take it.
She's still holding on to it.
Mm-hmm.
She says, like, if you can find a way to purify this, it's yours.
I promise you, I will make that happen.
Okay. Thank you. She returns it to her side, but yes, she is willing to give it up now. About halfway through between the Aoyama Mountain Range and Do, you notice, like, Nadeshiko, like, I imagine you're on, like, you're at, like, the back, like, maybe on the observatory or something. Like, where did you go, Nadeshiko?
I think Nadeshiko goes out onto, like, a, just, you know, they have little, like, the spots between train cars where there's a little bit of a balcony, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think she steps out onto that, and then, like, a couple of other people pass, and she gets annoyed, right? Because it's like, okay, well, I guess this is crowded now. She's like, well, there is this ladder, and she just climbs on top of a car. I assume this is a fairly early steam locomotive, so we're not going crazy fast.
We're not going crazy fast, yeah. Like, it is still a bit of a jarring stop between the Aoyama Mountain Range and Do. But it's nothing too severe. And, like, more people have gotten on, and the train starts up again. And, Nadeshiko, as the train is pulling out of the station, you see somebody. You see a woman in a Shinsengumi uniform running towards the train, going, "Oh my god, please stop, stop, stop!" as she is trying her best to run and catch up with the train.
Do I recognize her? Is she one of the Shinsengumi? I guess I haven't met very many, but...
You recognize the uniform. You recognize that she is a... Like... So, Yuri is, like, kind of like the vice captain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see him as, like, kind of like second in command. This would be below that. But she has, like, she's not high ranking, but you could tell that she's someone of some import, who right now is trying desperately to catch up with the train.
Is this one of those trains that has the emergency brake? And then after that, I have a world building question.
Okay. Let's say it does. What is your world building question?
Who do they report? So, historically speaking, the Shinsengumi indirectly report to the Emperor. There's no Emperor. What is the basis for their authority?
So, basically, they, like, after the Emerald Rebellion, you had, this is actually interesting. So you have, like, Tadakichi and Bunshichi, like, were like, okay, well, we need to set something up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what it was is that you mostly have the Shinsengumi as sort of the, I guess, self-proclaimed local government, right? That is, what they have is numbers. And it has been a number of years, and they're spread about, but they are mostly their central, like, their authority is primarily in Do and in places surrounding Do. And you have Tadakichi, who is, like, not, like, he is currently a thought leader, you know, but, like, he kind of helped establish this sort of thing. Think of it right now as the Shinsengumi. There is a guy they do report to who is in Do that we haven't met. But it's, like, they are kind of a self-proclaimed central authority. But also, there's a reason why places like Amagawa and Mushibetsu don't exactly take them super seriously either.
But we're closer to Do than we are to Amagawa at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, Nadeshiko's reasoning is, at this point, a member of the Shinsengumi of decent rank could be considered a government official. A government official is asking this train to stop. I pull the emergency brake. Because, I mean, you know, Nadeshiko is interested, right? This is like, when someone asks me, why the fuck did you pull the emergency brake? Do I have a good excuse? I want to hear what this lady's, you know, on about, but I do need an excuse.
Noted. Nadeshiko takes orders from the man.
Yes. Have you been paying
because
attention?
Because they hired her.
Okay, yeah, they did hire her. Usually I'm just used to Nadeshiko just responding to money.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Correct. She is going to offer a bill for this.
Love it. I'm going to say... I'm trying to think how emergency brakes worked on steam trains. It was just sort of like, it was something big that you had to pull, or was it just like a hand lever? I'm trying to remember.
I mean, it... What I'm used to seeing, like, is hand levers that, like, lock wheels, which, like, doesn't immediately stop a train because there's so much momentum. And also, it can be pretty dangerous.
So, it looks like, historically speaking, there are two ways it's set up. Either it is the passenger, like, the passenger has a thing they pull, and either it does directly, immediately engage the brakes, or it sends, like, basically, like, an alarm to the driver. I would assume you'd send an alarm to the driver. I think for smaller trains, stopping the train directly, like, on ones where you have don't have the public going on and off, you have people you know you can trust, you would probably do the directly stop the train. In situations where it is the public, you probably have the alarm. Just my assumption.
Yeah. So, the alarm goes off. I'm going to say, everybody make a body movement roll to brace yourself on the sudden stop.
Oh, my favorite Beastie Boys scene.
That's right.
Body moving, body moving. I actually don't like that song very much, but...
Nadeshiko, you're going to get, like...
Oh, it's agility movement, isn't it?
Agility movement,
oh,
yes.
That's better for me.
Same.
Agility movement.
Well, still no successes.
First of all, what's my bonus for being the one who initiated it and thus knowing it's coming?
Plus two.
Okay, and then what are we trying to hit?
You're just trying to hit, like, a three to not, like, bop your head.
Well, I got a one.
Everyone in the train bops their head but me. Four successes.
Well, I figured it was already a given that you wouldn't, because you're the one who pulled the fucking brake.
Nadeshiko's never pulled the brake on a train before. She doesn't know what this is going to feel like. She's like, oh, there's a lever that makes the train not go.
Fun! I'm going to say June and Jennifer take... I'm just saying this is... What did you say? You both got 0-3 damage.
But Jen forgot one.
Jen got one? Okay, so Jen, you take two.
Okay. Given the amount of damage I already had in light category, that puts me to 4 out of 8 in light damage.
I mean, light damage goes away at the end of the scene, right? Or is that just vitality damage?
That's vitality. Vitality replenishes. But you have full vitality. This is mostly just... It's kind of fun to have this happen.
Can we please have Shinobu threatening it? I mean, she doesn't necessarily have to take damage, but I need that lady to have a moment where she's not the most dignified.
let's see. How do I roll? I'm going to say... I forget how to type rolling into this.
You just type slash roll and then, you know, blank de blank. For...
Pretty sure I statted out to Shinobu at some point. Actually, it's just funnier if Shinobu, like, you know, after this, like, big emotional, like, scene in which she's crying her eyes out and she, you know, goes, thank you, too, and, like, wipes her nose or something like that. She just, like, face plants onto the floor. Yeah, that's what happens. She is rubbing her nose. It goes, like, okay, ow. Who the... Oh my god. Was it that cat who did it?
There was a squirrel in the path. I had to... I'm standing by the break waiting for someone to ask me what I'm doing. Because it's like,
are you in view of everyone else?
I mean, I would be... I'm outside of the car. We know that. I probably... Probably to pull the brake, I was by the connection between the two cars, which is probably around where the brake is, I would imagine. So probably I had to duck inside to the, you know, if you assume y'all are in a compartment in the middle of the car, I am in the hallway at the back of the car by the door.
Okay. So you're slightly out of view then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I get up telling everyone, okay, I'm going to go see what's going on, and then... I run into Nadeshko, and you just, everyone else in the background just hears a motherfucker.
And, this woman in the Shinsegumi uniform, boards the train just completely out of breath, because she's been running for a little bit. Because it, like, looks at you, Nadeshko, goes, Okumura Hanai, at your service, thank you for stopping the train.
I think Nadeshko says, happy to be of service. What can I help you with?
She dusts off her jacket, stands up straight, goes like, this is the train going to Do, right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. I need to get there. I have... Hey, wait. Oh, hold on. Are you... I'm trying to think if she like, looks at it, like, in her hands is, like, a bunch of, like, papers, like, files, basically. Mm-hmm. She leaps through it real quick.
Nadeshko tries, like, to strike the kind of pose she thinks she would have on a wanted poster. No, she's not wanted. That's not true.
She's not wanted, no, but it's like, oh, yes, you're one of the recently... added Tadakichi recruited you, correct?
Yes.
Great. Okay, we're going to the same place. I need to go speak with Captain Yuri. But I need to sit down first.
Nadeshko's mean streak kicks in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, as it just so happens, we have a compartment you can use. She wants to make Hanai sit next to Shinobu.
You open the door to the compartment. Shinobu is like she has like a little bit of blood coming out of her nose. Not badly. She just kind of snorts it back up. It's like, oh, yes, you are. You must be Phoenix and Rain. Hi. She sits down. Stinks to high heaven. Again, sweating a lot.
I think Nadeshko says, I think you have it from here, and closes the door and goes to talk to, you know, train staff to explain what's going on.
So, what were you doing out there?
Oh. So, I oversee the various freelance assets that the Shinsengumi have recruited lately. And, I've been getting messages across of some import. Some things, like, just can't be explained over the phone, you know? But we're going to Doe. That's great. Fantastic. She looks over to Shinobu and realizes she's in the presence of, like, a sword saint. And just immediately starts, like, shaking in nervousness. Leans over to Rain and Phoenix. It's like, is that Shinobu Shimizu here?
It is?
Yeah, she's on the way to see Tadakichi as well.
Okay. I guess I'm just gonna sit here for a while, but good work, you three.
She did say that she was, like, overseeing the assets of the Shinsengumi.
Yes, so the Shinsengumi, like, you're not the only group of, like, basically deputized freelancers, like, running around Midorishima. Like... And, like, part of her job is, like, she oversees, like, a couple different groups of people. But she wasn't assigned to, like, your three particulars, like, case. Primarily because, like, Yuri has been, like, kind of been the person you referred to, mostly because of, like, how important y'all are. Just in general, like, it's been kind of bumped up, but... Hanai basically works with other freelancers, like, doing other types of work around Midorishima.
Right, just wanted to make sure that was, like, actually said.
Yes, thank you.
Because Rain was just kind of, like, you have the, like, dot of her thinking, like, oh, are you basically our boss, then?
Technically, yes. Yes? Yes. Sorry, it's been a rough couple of months for us.
Well, maybe now we'll have someone that Nadeshko actually listens to.
Nadeshko, roll notice to see if you overheard that comment.
Sure. That seems reasonable. I probably did.
You heard it from across the train?
Well, I finished talking to... by this time, I assume I'm just camped outside. Train cars usually, at least in, you know, of this era in fiction... seem like they wouldn't hold more than four people comfortably. Five would be a stretch. So I think she's just, like, guarding outside, like, leaning against the wall next to the door. Makes it easier to hear. And I think she just thinks to herself, well, nothing's impossible.
Shinobu, like, is beginning to, like, cough something up, but she excuses herself to, like... She excuses herself to get some air. nods to Nadeshko as she walks to the balcony as the train starts up again. Mm-hmm. But Nadeshko, you overheard that she had something that she wanted to, like, say to Yuri, basically. That's kind of what you know.
Not knowing... So, you know, I don't know if... As a player, I have an assumption that, like the real Shinsengumi, sometimes inter-Shinsengumi politics are a little complicated. So I think... Assuming that's true, Nadeshko was going to try to find Yuri to be like, hey, I let this person on the train. She's looking for you. Is everything cool?
trying to think where we last saw him.
It's been a bit. I think the last time we saw him was might have been when we were in Mushibetsu.
I'm gonna say like, I think placement wise I think he is also in Do, but you'll be able to like meet up with him later.
Something about something she said made me think he was on the train. I must have gotten confused. Okay.
No, she was running to the train because she had, like, she needed to get the dough, basically.
Okay.
And she, you know, being spread thin and haggard, just, like, nearly missed the train.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, then I guess I won't do that.
All right, but Hanai remarks to thank you. How's your head? Like, she notices the bruise on you two's like foreheads.
I think that Rain just kind of like is rubbing her head, just like, it's fine, trying to smile through it.
Would have been better if it wasn't caused by one of her friends, but that's life sometimes, I guess.
Well, sometimes you can't pick these things. But, you know, there was a... I wonder if she's on the train, too. No, I think she's still at the village. Oh, there's a doctor that I know, that in case you need to see them.
Indo?
Yeah, she's been one of our other freelance assets. A woman by the name of Dr. Maria Irigiri. She might be, I don't know if she'd be able to tend to what's going on, just, you know, bruises, but she's well practiced. I saw she's been around. June?
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
Because, like, I just from that, Rain just thinks back to, like, how injured she was coming back from Mushibetsu, and just, like, was like, I wish I knew that sooner.
Mm-hmm. There. One of you roll, like, someone roll knowledge first aid and see if they, if the name Dr. Maria Irigiri rings a bell.
I could roll that.
You mean senses first aid?
No, knowledge. Okay, you can mix and match stuff in this setting. Or in this like game, in this game system, you can mix and match stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's two successes.
I'm not rolling as Nadeshko. I don't think Nadeshko's operated there long enough to know this.
Mm-hmm. Jen, what about you?
I guess I'll roll. Let's see. One success.
You don't necessarily recognize the name, but it is one of those things where, you know, like, so the name doesn't, like, ring a bell, but if she's been recruited by the Shinsengumi, you kind of put together that she might be a little important.
Mm.
Yeah, see her in Doe. I think that's where she was last.
After their unexpected stop, the trio make their way back to the capital city of Doe. A moment of rest awaits them, but it may be the calm before an even greater storm.